Good afternoon. Nice to see you, everybody, back from your meal or from your walking meditation. So, on this afternoon, I'd like to share a guided meditation also. Body and Venerable Dhammadipa already each have been guiding you in a section of mindfulness of the body. Ayananda Bodhi spoke about body parts or anatomical parts, skin, flesh and bones. And Venerable Dhammadipa mentioned the elements in connection with the food, the elements externally and internally, they are exactly the same. But because of the power of perception we experience internal and external, and that has also a function in conventional reality. But ultimately, there is no internal and external, there is only the elements. And then the third reflection in the first foundation of mindfulness is reflection on mortality or reflection on death. And all those three meditations, they help us, to start slowly but surely to disidentify from the body as a separate entity, as a thing. And we start to understand more and more and know the body is actually a process. And it's empty of a self. It doesn't exist from its own side, but it is a coming together of causes and conditions which are constantly changing. And this insight is like slowly but surely delivering us from ignorance, in the sense that we are less and less obsessed with believing in our body, that we can control it, and that we are the body. And through the practice over the years, this identification starts to slowly but surely transform our ways, how we relate to our own experience of the body. And it's and it starts to dawn on us that we are just part of nature. And it's like, if you're wearing a very tight shoe and it's kind of painful, and then you take off that shoe, and then there's a sense of ah. And that's, that sense of letting go of this very tight way of looking at the body. So today I'd like to guide us in a meditation on the elements. So please find a posture you can sustain for about 40 minutes. Just before we start the meditation, I also want to mention, meditation is all about letting go. It's not about achieving anything, of getting more of anything, but it's rather about letting go and putting down concepts, putting down ways of looking at our experience. And the Buddha has, given us this toolkit, which we can apply, and then through our own experience, we will slowly but surely be changed. Because when we are really in contact with our direct experience of what the body really is, then the old ways of seeing, they are slowly but surely getting washed away through a reality check. And, those meditation instructions are guidelines how to conduct this reality check, basically. And if you're only reading it in the books or hearing about it, then it's a beginning, to have a certain direction. We need to have some instruction on how to do this, but then we need to really put it into practice, and that will change us. So the Buddha's teaching are like a prescription which you get from a doctor, and if we don't follow the prescription, there won't be any results. So just a lot, only reading the prescription won't heal us. but really putting that into practice, what is the instruction that will have a lasting effect. So we are starting with the most dense of the elements, which is earth element. You know, the direct experience of earth element is feeling the pressure of the body on the cushion, feeling the gravity, you know, that we are attracted to planet Earth, that sense of gravity which we can all feel, and the hardness, structure, support. In the direct experience of earth element, if you just, you know, press on your fingernail or put your teeth together for a few times, you experience hardness directly, not just the word. But what is hardness? Can't really completely describe it. You have to experience it. And that's earth element. In particular, you know, it's in the bones. Without the skeleton, the body would be just a heap on the ground, really. So we can just start with a similar what Ayananda Bodhi was guiding us earlier on, with a scan from the top of the head and just connecting with the bones, the skull bones, and the teeth, and then coming down through the neck and the shoulders, upper arms, lower arms and hands, and then the rib cage. Just connecting with bone, earth element. Then come to the hip bones. Upper legs, thigh bones, knees, lower legs and feet. Earth element. And then also we can perceive the cushion or the chair we are sitting on, external earth element, internal earth element. Mountains and the house we are sitting in is all expression of earth element predominantly. And internal earth element and external earth element are exactly the same. And if we don't eat food for about a month or so, our bodies cannot persist. Just gonna fall apart. And then the next element is the water element. And you know, the closest experience to the water element in our mouth, the saliva in our mouth. Or maybe at the sweat on the palms of the hands, or the wetness of the eyes. That's an experience of water element. And also we can find in the blood, and other liquids in the body are a representation of the water element. And we can start with the starting at the toes, the sweeping up in a body scan, and connecting with the flesh, which holds a lot of liquid. So starting at the toes, connecting with the flesh, which is between the bones and the skin, and the water element in there. From the toes, we come up to the lower legs. Upper legs, the hip area, the bottom, the torso. There's a lot of organs, liquids inside. The hands. Lower arms, upper arms, shoulder area, neck, and the head, water element, and water element internally, and water element externally, the rivers, lakes, the oceans, the rain, exactly the same. There's no difference. And if we can't have water for 3-4 days, the body cannot sustain itself. There has to be a constant exchange. Makes it very vivid that this is a process, this is not a thing. And it's completely dependent on everything else in the universe, really. And the function of the water element is to bind. So earth element without water element would just be like flour or powder, but through the water element it's bound together, cohesion. Fluidity. And then the next element we are looking at is the fire element, or heat element, temperature. And the function of that element is to mature. So when we get older, we notice in our skin starts to wrinkle and dry up, for example. And we lose water element through the heat element. And heat element also stands for energy or for the life force. The heat element, you know, in our part of the universe comes from the sun. And, you know, we get it directly through the sunshine, which we can feel on our skin. But we can also, we eat the sun by eating vegetables or, you know, by using fossil fuels or solar energy. It's all different ways how we can participate from the temperature of the sun. And we can become aware of that on the skin. For example, you know, in under your armpits, you can feel the temperature. Or maybe on the palms of your hand, the warmth when you put your hands together, or inside the mouth also. That's how you can directly experience temperature or heat element. And we can do a scan again, you know, starting on the top of the head and just feeling, you know, where the skin touches the air with my bald head, I can feel the coolness, in particular on my head. Then we're just sweeping down from the top of the head, just feeling where the air is touching the skin, and to the neck, the shoulders, and feel the warmth under the armpits, sweeping down the upper arm, lower arm, into the hands. Wherever we can feel temperature, just noticing that. And then the torso. The hips. Upper legs, lower legs, and feet. Just the heat element, and element externally and internally is exactly the same. Constant exchange happening, all coming from the sun, which is a star giving off a lot of heat. And if we are just for a few hours, you know, without sufficient warmth or with too much heat, the body will give up. It cannot persist. You know, the human beings, we have been, you know, in comparison with most other animals, we can live in almost all areas on the globe because we have developed skills. We can make clothes and we can build houses and we can heat and all of that. So we have a broad spectrum of environments where we can live in. But we always have to work on the temperature a lot in order to make it sustainable for us to live somewhere. And then we come to the next element, which is the air element. And the air element presents mobility and breathing process, for example. And the function of the element is to move. And even just a few minutes, 2-3 minutes without the wind element or air element, and we cannot sustain living, body will collapse. So just becoming aware of the breathing process. And you know, the air which we breathe is produced by the trees and the plants on the planet. And the CO2 which we breathe out is used by the plants and the trees. So there's this total interconnectedness. And the air element internally and externally is exactly the same. So becoming aware of the breathing process. You know how the chest moves when the breath comes in and then when the breath goes out. And wind element, air element. Internally and externally, it's exactly the same. And today at lunchtime, you know, when you were eating, you were taking in those elements. And when you go to the bathroom at one point, you leave behind some of those elements. And then we can also become aware of the air which is around us. Maybe you can feel it on the skin. Then also becoming aware of the space element. All around us, but there's also space element in the body, the space of the mouth, the womb for women, ears, nose, lots of cavities present the space element. And all around us, infinite space, constantly expanding. At the moment, we're in an expansion phase of the universe. And this infinite space goes on outside the walls of the house you're sitting in. Over the limits of the planet Earth, stretching out in all directions. Space. Infinite space. And in that space, there's many other stars and planets and asteroids and other representation of earth element moving around, and some of them might have water, some of them might have elements we don't know anything about. Space element internally and space element externally, exactly the same. So doing this meditation on a regular basis really brings it home, this sense of process nature. And interdependence. And then, when we have been working with the infinite space, and then dropping that concept of infinite space and connecting with that which knows infinite space, the knowing, which per se also needs to be infinite in order to know infinite space. Of the knowing, that which knows the elements. Awareness or mindfulness. And by paying attention in this way through awareness and mindfulness, we, start to see the way things truly are, and through this clearly seeing the identification, which is based on ignorance, starts to slowly but surely fade away. Because of clear seeing. So starting by, experiencing each of the five elements through mindfulness, through awareness, and then dropping those experiences and just being with the knowing itself. And whenever the mind wanders off into thinking, just dropping that thought, dropping that story, and coming back to the knowing. And if you are really carried away in thinking, just starting again with the sweeping with the elements, the body scans, and then coming up, by dropping and becoming more calm, and then being able to connect with knowing. which is also empty of a self, just knowing. So, you know, the body scans of the elements gives us a grounding and calms the mind. And then we have this experience of temporary liberation of the mind. Simply being the knowing. And resting in the knowing. And if you're feeling tired a little bit after the meal, or drowsy in the meditation, open your eyes and take a deep breath. And then paying attention to the impermanence of the breathing process, the constant change. So the elements coming together in one formation and constantly reforming, reshaping, reconstellating. Flux, a constant flux, a constant flow. Anicca. And you know, rather than trying to pin it down in some way, just resting in the knowing of that truth of impermanence. Giving space You know, and when we were taking the refuges, the first of the refuges is a refuge in Buddha, which is, you know, the historical Buddha, which is our teacher, but also in this capacity for awareness, for knowing, for opening, allowing, and at the same time learning from it. This is the refuge also of Buddha. The awakened one means the awake, opening the grip. And waking up that this is something which can be done. And then through, you know, working with the elements, for example, really experiencing it in our own being, the way things truly are. And that we are just simply parts of nature. No special position in all of this. And I'd just like to read a poem from Abhirupananda Kuni. Her name is Delighting in Beauty. And in the book you can find this poem on page 23. And she says, "Haven't you spent enough time comparing your hair and your clothes and your face to the hair, the faces and the clothes of those around you? See the body for what it is. Real beauty is in the clear open light of the non-judgmental heart." Haven't Haven't you spent enough time comparing your hair and your clothes and your face to the hair and the faces and the clothes of those around you? See the body for what it is. Real beauty is in the clear, open light of the non-judgmental heart. And the clear, open light of the non-judgmental heart is that awareness. Which is aware of the elements and the impermanence of the causes and conditions. No need to judge the elements in any way. They're just what they are. The earth element stands for structure and for solidity. The water element stands for fluidity and for cohesion. Temperature or heat element stands for maturing and for energy, heat. And the air element stands for movement. And the space element for openness. And we can experience those qualities directly through awareness. Just going to read the poem one more time. Haven't you spent enough time comparing your hair and your clothes and your face to the hair and the faces and the clothes of those around you? See the body for what it is. Real beauty is in the clear, open light of the non-judgmental heart.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.